Quick heads up, I do full chart readings at iamastrologyreadings.com if you want to go deeper. All right, let's get to it.
Well, actually, that leads me to another one. I know we're stepping out.
Yeah, that's fine. Go for it.
But that leads me to another thing that I learned. I learned how deeply ingrained programming gets. And to go against ingrained programming is equivalent to detoxing off of heroin.
Mm-hmm.
It might even be worse.
Maybe worse, yeah.
And more painful.
It's hard.
And I could see why people could decide, you know, I'm not going to buck it because it's much easier to stay with it, you know? And us as Americans and humans, one thing we love is some easy shit.
Mm-hmm. Oh, we love the easy shit.
Yeah.
The easier, the better. You know? Honestly, like yesterday, you know how I spent my day? Like I cleaned my room, but I just turned on the vacuum.
Yeah.
She cleaned it for me.
Yeah.
Or rather,
you had a Roomba or what?
I'm gonna call my Roomba. He cleaned it for me.
But you know, but things that you have learned and you have been programmed with, and you start trying to introduce somebody to something different. Oh my God. It's like.
I feel because a lot of people don't even realize like how deep the programming is. Like it's so deep that you don't even notice it. It just controls you like from a subconscious place.
And it hurts. And it hurts to let go.
And to undo that, like what? This isn't serving me. Either, you know, like either I just continue on this way that is not serving me, or I have to change the whole fucking, I have to gut it. I have to fucking gut it out, like And it's a process. It is a long process. It is not something that happens overnight.
So I got a question for you. Do you think people are doing the process or they are just...
It definitely varies from individual to individual. I don't know. I guess I see, like, just from what I can see on social media, I see a lot of people who are, you know, having these realizations of this doesn't work for me anymore. I got to do something about it and doing something about it. Or, you know, they're in the process of, you know, the teetering. What do I do? Do I do this? Do I go back to my old ways? You know, but it just varies from person to person. Some people aren't doing anything. They're just very happy being asleep.
I could tell you how you could tell. All you have to do is look at the drug statistics and the prescription drug statistics.
Look at it. It's going down.
We're medicating. People are self-medicating.
I see what you're saying.
To numb the pain of forcing themselves to stay in this programming that no longer really resonating with. So if I got to stay here, let me at least get me some liquor. Let me at least shoot something in my vein. Let me snort something, whatever. Because, you know, that'll help me cope with this bullshit I got to go deal with.
Yeah, definitely. There's a huge, like, pharma addiction in America is really big. And a lot of people are addicted and trying to break those addictions with like more natural stuff.
Yeah. Good luck to them. What you was gonna say, Claudia?
I was gonna say, you know, first I was gonna say that any sort of deprogramming is it hurts a lot because the first 7 years of your life are literally shaped by your parents, right? And so deprogramming kind of makes you, like, kind of tears you even further away from your parents as you become an adult.
Yes.
So it makes you have to zoom out and see that your parents never really knew anything either. You always thought that they did. And they never really knew it. And they were really just trying like their hardest to like find a way to like find a solution or an answer or something, but they really had no idea, and they also probably were not aware of how badly they needed to deprogram, or maybe they were and they just didn't really want to do the work.
Maybe they're still not aware.
Yeah, you know what, actually in my case, you know, my mom is aware, but she just doesn't really want to take like a conscious effort to do the work. Like, she understands that like doing the work is very painful. Mm-hmm. And she says that for somebody at her age right now, that doing the work, it would just, she's like, she tells me, she's like, it's just, you know, like, it's just too much for me. Like, there's just so much that I've been through. And I'm like,
so lesson from the wise, do it when you're young. Do it when you still have the ganas to face your fears.
Yeah, but
the answer? Let me give you the answer.
Go ahead, Paul.
Give the answer.
Let's go, Virgo.
Get out. She doesn't have anything to replace it with.
Exactly. Exactly. Sorry.
She can't envision what it is that she's replacing it with. She can't see the better life around.
Yeah, the purpose has kind of vanished a little bit, I would say. I mean, she's been through a lot. I'll give her that, you know. And a lot of people that, you know.
Let's
not to take away the really bad, intense experiences that people go through.
Yeah. But it's hard, that's my
point here, that it's a difficult thing to do.
All right, but let's take it off your mind. Let's just religion. You can't take my Bible away, then what will I have?
But because faith is such a strong component in the human nature.
Do you know you eat what you were programmed
that's ancestral.
Yeah, uh-huh. You might not,
whatever your parents told you to eat, that's what you eat.
And so your diet was programmed. You might not even really like the diet you are on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I usually only eat like four things.
I'm just saying, people, that when D was saying people don't realize how deep the programming gets, it goes as deep as, hey, you know, you, like, for instance, you got these parents now that's no sugar in the house. So they're programming their kids right now, no sugar.
Oh, yeah. 2020 kids are going to be vegan programmed.
You say that because my kids are vegans.
No, but it's true. 2020 kids are going to only know oat milk.
But I had to deprogram from that. Like, my body was giving up on me. And, like, I had to, like, rehab my whole life. I had to go to therapy, change my diet to anti-inflammatory, led me to go vegan, which I've been vegan now. Well, I'm vegetarian vegan. I'm not a strict vegan. I guess it's been like 5 or 6 years.
Damn, congrats.
Thank you.
If your daughter look at you for her birthday coming up and say, hey, I want a steak dinner.
wait till you can pay for your damn self. We vegan in this house. No, my spouse, he's mostly vegan with us at home, but he does, like, when we go out to eat, like chicken or shrimp, or he's cut back a lot, like on red meat. He has followed me into the vegan territory, and he, a lot of days, he can even eat mostly vegetarian meals, but he does eat meat. We don't cook it at home.
So when he comes home, do you say, hey, I smell meat?
I smell meat in your kisses.
No, I don't cheat, because then I pay the consequences in my body. You know, y'all don't understand.
No, I feel you. No, I absolutely feel you. And it's true. It is a lot better to have a more vegetarian diet. I mean, the Mediterranean.
Yeah, it's not something that I did overnight. Like, the doctor got me on an anti-inflammatory regimen, and I was cutting out red meat, and then, like, I don't know, little by little, cut out poultry, then cut out fish, then cut out this and that, and then, like, you're just left with it was like a long process, like you're talking about. Like, it takes a while. It's deep in there.
So for all you people who are listening to this, trying to start a New Year's resolution, talking about y'all going vegan, listen to D. She just told you.
Yes, take it slow. Like, it's like quitting a habit. It's harder to quit it cold turkey. Like, heroin addicts cannot quit cold turkey. That's literally dangerous. Like, they could die.
Yeah.
They could die from withdrawals. It's so bad. Like, you have to taper off. Like, even if it's a much lesser drug, like food, I still recommend just take it slow.
I actually recently read that it takes 66 days to break a habit. The dude that said that created the whole, it takes 21 days. People forgot to start including that it takes a minimum of 21 days.
Oh, yeah.
But, like, the actual number is 66 days to create a new habit or to break away from an old one.
So it probably takes like maybe 20 to 30 days to break the habit, but then another
66 days entire. Yeah. To like actually set complete it.
Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Like, this is a habit now. This is our way of life.
Mm-hmm.
Since y'all bringing up days, I think this might be another good time to interject another thing that I learned.
If you like these daily horoscopes and want one personalized for you, same style, 3 minutes, about your chart, you can book a first impression reading at iamastrologyreadings.com for $25 and I'll record it, drop it right here on the feed. Tips is also welcome, even $1 helps. Full deep dive readings also available. Cash App, Venmo, PayPal, all at iamastrologyreadings. My brother's gotta eat too. I appreciate you in advance.